Next patient is Mary Peterson. Mary, last name is P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, Mary Peterson. Patient presents for follow-up following discharge from the hospital. On January 7th. And since discharge, she states that he has not had any episodes of severe dyspnea so far, period. Today she brings in her blood pressure readings as well since discharge. And according to the caregiver, at one point her blood pressure was quite high, very high in fact, and she elected to give her half a glass of wine, and with an hour later her blood pressure had normalized, period. In addition, patient is scheduled to have sleep apnea study this evening, period. Review of systems, non-contributory. Patient overall feels quite well at this point. Denies of any head, neck, respiratory, severe GI or GU symptoms, period. Obstructive. HNT all clear. Lungs clear, heart regular rhythm, heart rate is in the 70s. She does have a pacemaker, even though patient does have chronic atrial fib. Abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Period. Proceeded to review her log of BPs from home. They seem to be very labile, from mid-normal, systolics ranging up to 150 and 160 at times, diastolics up to 90, etc. Period. Assessment. Patient with diabetes mellitus type 2. Hypertension, not very well controlled apparently. Frequent episodes of severe acute dyspnea that has required several hospitalizations during the last several months. Etc., etc., period. Plan, repeated plan at this point. Will increase Diovan from 160 and will go up to 320 milligrams daily. Rx provided, as well as Clorcan Rx given. Advised that she will need repeat labs in the next couple of weeks due to the increase of Diovan. Continue monitoring BP, diabetes is mostly controlled by the endocrinologist. We'll await sleep apnea study at this point. And in the meantime, also advise that half a glass of wine with her dinner is not a bad idea if this really helps the patient to sleep better, calm her down, normalize blood pressure, and all the rest of the benefits, period.